This is the book, God as Father, unveiling God's love for sinners, outcasts, legalists, and jerks through the prodigal son. Written by Etan Barr. Read by Terry Christensen. Preface. The transformative teachings of Jesus, as encapsulated in one of his parables specifically, has significantly influenced my outlook on life, my understanding of God, and my ministry. For me, the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15, stands above all others in its impact. It is more than just a story. It's a life-altering narrative that's deeply changed and reshaped my perceptions. Through its rich tapestry of rebellion, repentance, and reconciliation, this parable paints a powerful image of divine love and forgiveness. It showcases God not as an austere, rigid, distant entity, but as a loving and merciful Father, patient, and ever ready to welcome back even the most wayward of His children. This understanding of God's character profoundly affected how I now view the God of Israel and helped me foster a deeper, more personal relationship with Him. Dedication. In heartfelt dedication to all the prodigal sons and self-righteous legalist brothers out there, may God's profound grace and unconditional love fill your hearts. Introduction. From the beginning to the end of the scriptures, we are introduced to a God who embodies the roles of a mother, a spouse, a lover, and even a bridegroom, but above all, that of a father. Without a doubt, the Bible's most robust image of God is that of a father who is the ultimate, most perfect father of all. In today's world, however, the concept of a father figure can elicit diverse connotations. Some people may think of a father who is loving, caring, and present in their lives, providing unconditional love and support. In contrast, others may have experienced a father who is abusive, emotionally distant, or demanding, making them feel like they need to consistently prove their worth and earn their father's love and acceptance. Throughout the New Testament, Jesus consistently refers to God using the intimate term, Abba, reflecting a significant shift in the perception of the divine from an aloof entity to a caring, involved parent. This Semitic term, Abba, commonly translated as father. For example, consider Isaiah 49:15, 54:5, 62:5, 66:13, Matthew 6:9, Luke 13:34, Ephesians 5:25, and Revelation 19:7-8. The common thread in all of these passages is the same message conveyed in human language. God doesn't hate us. He loves us. From Hebrew and Aramaic, encompasses a depth of intimacy and endearment akin to Papa. It's an unprecedented move. Jesus and his disciples address God as Abba approximately 150 times throughout the New Testament, signaling an intimate, personal relationship with the God of Israel. This, in fact, was the central theme of their message and why their gospel was considered good news. This practice marked a stark departure from the customs of first-century Judaism, where God was often addressed with formal titles such as Master or King, emphasizing His transcendence, power, and majesty. By choosing Abba over these, or even the more general God, Jesus and His disciples underscored the personal, loving, protective, caring, and relational aspects of God. This father or papa figure connotes love, care, provision, guidance, and relationship, painting a picture of God as intimately involved with His people, rather than distant, detached, or resentful. Recall that before Jesus, Israel had not heard the voice of God for hundreds of years. During that span, the people of Israel grew accustomed to the notion that God was not only distant and detached, but also angry and hostile. There was a prevailing belief that humanity was so mired in sin and impurity that God had to remain distant. God wasn't viewed as personal and approachable, but rather as an entity one should avoid and prevent access.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?